Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave-style jungle FX chain in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple, but powerful. Make your track feel more alive, more human, and more arranged like a Riddle DNB tune, not just a loop. If you've ever had a drum and bass idea that sounded good, but kinda flat, this is one of the easiest ways to level it up. In DNB, FX are not just decoration. They are part of the arrangement language. They help the track move, they build tension, they connect sections, and they give you that slightly raw, hand-edited jungle energy. So think of this like turning a small sound into a proper transition moment. First, create a clean audio track and name it Heatwave FX. Then bring in a short source sound. This can be a break tail, a cymbal hit, a vinyl crackle, a vocal slice, a noise burst, or even a tiny field recording. If you're a beginner, do not overthink this. Any short noisy sound can work. The trick is not the source itself. The trick is what you do to it. A classic jungle move is to start from something small and process it into something that feels much bigger. That keeps the sound focused and easy to place in the track. Now add utility first, then EQ8. This is your cleanup stage. Pull the level down a bit if the sample is hot, and make sure you are not fighting the low end. In most cases, high pass the sound somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, or even higher if needed. If it sounds harsh, dip a little in the upper mids. If it sounds boxy, cut some of the low mids. This part matters a lot. In drum and bass, if the effect is not meant to be the sub, remove the sub. Always, your kick and bass need that space. Next, add auto filter. This is where the motion starts. Try a low pass or band pass filter, and find a cutoff range that gives the sound a nice focused tone. Then automate that cutoff over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Start more closed. Then slowly open it up as the section builds. A really simple beginner's shape is this. The first part stays filtered and restrained, then the cutoff opens gradually, and right before the drop you either snap it open or pull it back quickly for a little tension hit. That open and close movement is one of the easiest ways to make the arrangement feel intentional. And that word matters, intentional. Now add saturator. This is where the heatwave part really starts to show up. You want warmth, grit, and density, not ugly distortion. So keep the drive moderate, usually somewhere around 2 to 6 dB to start, and use soft clip if needed. A little saturation can make the FX feel like it belongs inside a dense DNB mix instead of floating on top of it. If the sound feels too thin, push it a little harder. If it gets too sharp or fuzzy, back it off. You can always use automation to make it feel like it's growing instead of just cranking it up all at once. After that, add echo, then reverb. This is your space and tension section. With echo, try rhythmic values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, depending on the feel. Keep feedback fairly modest at first, maybe around 15-35%, and filter the repeats, so the delay doesn't clutter the mix. Dry and wet should stay controlled unless you're doing a very obvious transition moment. A really effective move is to automate the echo feedback up briefly right before the drop, then cut it hard when the drop lands. That little swell gives the ear a sense of pull, like the track is being sucked forward. Then use reverb to give the FX a bigger space. Keep the low end out of the reverb, and don't drown it. You want atmosphere, not fog for the sake of fog. A medium or large space can sound great for the style, especially if you want that hazy jungle feel. In a breakdown, you can let the reverb breathe a little more, right before the drop. Keep it tighter so the impact stays clear. Now here's the part that makes this feel human instead of robotic. Timing. If the FX is MIDI triggered or made from one shots, nudge some hits slightly off the grid. We're talking tiny shifts, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds late on some supporting hits. Not everything, just enough to make it feel hand arranged. You can also place ghost hits just before a strong beat, or use a groove so the pattern has a little swing. If you're working with audio, duplicate the clip and stagger the copies slightly, or use warp markers to nudge timing. Even small volume changes between repeats help a lot. The rule here is simple. The main transition hit can stay solid, but the little supporting FX should feel less perfect. That small imperfection is very jungle. It gives the FX life. Now let's add one character device. Do not stack 5 more effects just because you can. Pick one. Drum bus is usually the safest beginner option. It can glue the sound together and add body, drive, and a little crunch. Keep it subtle. You want character, not chaos. If you want something darker or more unstable, try frequency shifter instead. That can create metallic, eerie movement, especially in more neuro-influenced or heavier sections. But for your first pass, drum bus is probably the move. At this stage, your chain might look like this: utility, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, then drum bus. That is already enough to make a very usable jungle transition sound. Once it feels good, group it into an audio effect rack. This is a huge workflow win, because now you can reuse it on all kinds of sounds: break tails, vocal bits, noise bursts, cymbal hits, anything. Save it as something like Heatwave Jungle FX or Dusty Drop Transition. If you want to make it more playable, map a few macros. A great beginner setup is this: one macro for filter motion, one for heat or drive, and one for space. That means you can perform the whole effect with just a few knobs instead of hunting through every device each time. That's the mindset shift here. Treat the FX chain like a little performance instrument, not just a static insert. Now let's arrange it like a real DNB transition. A nice 8-bar structure could be this: the first couple of bars stay filtered and narrow, then the filter opens gradually, then echo and resonance start to feel bigger, then you drop in a ghost hit or reverse swell, and finally you cut the tail right before the drop hits cleanly. At last part is important. Don't let the FX just drag on forever. DNB lives on contrast. If the transition is too busy, the drop loses impact. Give the drums and bass room to breathe when they land. And one more important teacher tip: think call and response. Let the drums speak, then let the FX answer in the gap. Let the bass reclaim the space after that. That back and forth is what makes the arrangement feel alive. If the FX is in an intro, keep it a bit more spacious and less saturated. If it's in a build, let the filter open and increase tension. If it's right before the drop, make the motion more focused and cut it cleanly. And if you want it in a breakdown, let it wash out a little more and feel wider. Before you finish, do a few checks. Make sure the low end is not crowding the kick and bass. Make sure the master still has headroom. Make sure the stereo width does not create weird phase issues. If the FX sounds cool on its own but disappears or gets hollow in mono, simplify it a bit. A good rule in DNB is that the effect should support the groove, not fight it. So here's the big takeaway: a strong jungle FX chain is filtered, heated, humanized, and arranged with purpose. Clean the low end first. Use auto filter for movement. Add saturation for warmth and grit. Use echo and reverb for space and tension. Nudge the timing so it feels alive. And place it in phrases, not randomly. If you can make one FX chain that works in intros, builds, and drop transitions, you've got a reusable tool you can keep using across tracks. That's how your arrangements start feeling more professional, more musical, and way more finished. For practice, try building one transition in the next 10 to 20 minutes. Pick a short source, build the chain, automate the filter over 8 bars, add a small echo rise at the end, humanize a couple of hits, resample it, and chop the best moment into your arrangement. That's the move. Keep it tight, keep it moody, and let the FX do real arrangement work.